High School and up at Alpharetta Milton High School.
Integration was an important event in this area. Did you see changes at that time?
This little dirty-nosed white children. They wasn't any color. You said integration, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
They wasn't any color that lived close.
Okay, so that it didn't really happen in the area that you were in?
No, not even when the other school, when the big school.
Okay, and how about Prohibition? Prohibition was a rather large event in this part of the country.
They wasn't too much, the law wasn't too hard on a farmer if he made booze, because it was either make that and have a few things that you had to have, and that even my dad made some booze, and when we got old enough to know how to make it, he said, "I'm gonna quit," and so he did, and times got better in the 30s. After the Depression.
How did they, was it like what you see? Was there a still that was set up back in the woods?
Oh, yeah, it's usually down on a stream, go to taking water. And they did use charcoal. There wasn't any smoke, so they could cook it without giving their smoke screen away if it had wood. So that was modernization.
Okay. Roswell has a lot of historical buildings. Did people live in those buildings when you were growing up?
Yes.
Did you know any of them?
Yes. The house is in Roswell. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Tony and I know them personally. And he was a real estate agent, and Mr. was, and me, and that's all. We were three only ones in the real estate business in the 50s. And the other houses, I know the people that live in those houses were the president of the United States, you know, come to Roswell. And the 100th celebration, I had a buggy and a horse and was in the 100th celebration of Roswell, which would be about another 100 went by since then.
Okay. You said you were in real estate. Did you get into that shortly after you got married?
Yes, I. First idea I had of real estate. One of the nicest subdivisions all around. Well, we used to own 300 acres of it. And on that, my father had 40 acres. Now, it was off of the road, but he said, Ralph, anybody wants that, I'll take $400 for 40 acres. So Ralph was a teenager, and I get on the old trolley, and I didn't have an attorney or something to draw it up, but I had the idea is sell hunting privileges, enough of them, hunting and fishing, and then I'd get my $400 and pay Daddy, and I'd have 40 acres. But I never did make that materialize, but I was thinking of real estate before I got married. And after I got married and got interested in real estate, my wife says, I'm gonna homeschool you and you get your real estate license and you won't have to go into Atlanta. She did. And then after 5 years, she says, "You're giving half of your commission away, Ralph. I want you to get your broker's license." She homeschooled me and I got my broker's license.